Well, Michael, gearing up in Derry for the big weekend, I suppose. The showcase always the senior championship final. O'Donovan Ross and Manor Maharafelt against Glen, and pretty attractive curtain raiser as well, a local derby. Intermediate final, O'Brien's Ford Glen versus John Mitchell's Claddy.
From an intermediate point of view, Tom, I think it's the final everybody wanted. Huge anticipation of this game, and probably if it had been a standalone fixture, would have had a fairly decent attendance as well.
Yeah, and it's a local derby, as you say. Who's the farm team, or what's the tea leaves saying on this one?
Well, funny, Claddy haven't beat Ford Glen in league or championship in the guts of 30 years. So that's a big talking point. They met in the league, and it was a draw. Claddy won the league and got promoted. Ford Glen had a bit of a dip in the season, but have sort of really progressed coming into the championship itself. Funny, in our local paper this week in the Derry Post, we had 9 predictions, 4 draws, 4 for Claddy, and I was the only person who opted for Ford Glen, so that probably tells you enough about the game in itself.
But
really, one to really look forward to.
Yeah, and who are the key personnel on both sides?
Well, when you're talking about Ford Glen, they've got 5 Duffy brothers in the mix for a start. Oisin, who would have played in defence with Derry for a while, at number 6 would be a linchpin of theirs. And then up front, you've got Kevin Cahir and Keelan O'Connor as their full forward line. So that's, you know, they've got more than that, but that's the crux of their team. And Ford Glen, Tom, would be known for a really gritty team, never ever beaten, have a tremendous defence. But like Claddy, they were nearly gone in the first round. They were 6 points down against Fochan Vale and needed a replay. And to be honest, they haven't looked back since. They're one of those teams, no matter what way the games go, and they never stop. And if Claddy won this championship, they'll definitely have deserved it, because Ford Glen are a very tough team to play against.
And who are the men for Claddy?
Claddy's star man, I suppose, has been around for a while. Martin Donaghy would have played with Derry. Nugget, they call him. Plays between full forward and centre-half forward, and has, you know, sort of ties them all together. He's their main man. They have Aaron Kerrigan up front, very, very pacey player, scores lots of goals. And there's a guy, Owen Armstrong, at number 11, has really come on the scene. And his battle with Oisin Duffy will have a huge impact on the game. And defensively, Claddy play with a sweeper. And when they played each other in the league, as I say, it was very, very tight. And with 30 seconds to go, it looked like Claddy was going to win it. And I remember leaving the match that night thinking, God, this would be a brilliant final. And here it is. And
your wish has come true. And talk to me. Okay, the senior final, O'Donovan Ross and Maharafelt, as we said, against Glen. Is it the final everybody expected at the start of the season?
Definitely not. You know, at the start of the year, you're obviously talking Coleraine as champions would have been in the mix. Slapneil had lost their title, and everybody expected them to bounce back. And then last year's beaten finalist Lavie, but you definitely wouldn't have picked this pairing. And obviously, as a Slapneil man, you're gutted that you're not there. But I think this is the final that will maybe, you know, bring a wee bit more life to the club scene.
Tell me, if it's not the final pairing that was expected, are they there on merit?
Definitely there in merit. Glen, it's been well documented, they had a good league. They took an absolute pacing by Slapneil in the league decider, and then went and played Carrigan in a challenge game and got beat heavily again. So when I was previewing the first round against Loop, I said, this is make or break, because Glen had, as much as their youth has been very dominant, they've rolled over when it got to semi-finals, and you know, they got a man sent off against Loop, and then they started to run at them, and with a real lease of life that hasn't really stopped since. They beat Lavie, and then they had a tremendous semi-final win over Slapneil. They could have lost it at the end, but it would have been robbery. They were the best team, and you know, that in itself tells you enough that they deserve to be in this final. Tom, from a Maharafelt point of view, a bit like Glen, they've sort of dined on underage success, and they're both town teams. People used to say they'll never ever count, they'll never come through. But Mara Felt have been chipping away. They beat Coleraine in the first round, got a goal in the last quarter, and then they went and played Ballins Green in the next round, who are always hard to beat in the Championship. And Mara Felt beat them easily with a great counter-attacking display. And then in the semi-final, they played Banagher, who were the story of this Championship. Away from the final, they were the story of this Championship, and Mara Felt were very much in control in the first half, had two goal chances saved, and then ended up playing second fiddle to Banagher for the most of the second half, and essentially fell over the line into the final. But when you miss two goal chances and you dominate the game for as long as they did at the start, you know, and after having beaten Coleraine, I think it's fair to say that both deserve to be in the final, and both will really look forward to it, and both will feel they're in with a chance of winning this Championship.
When we look at Glenn, obviously Kieran McFaul is having a brilliant season, Emmett Bradley as well.
Yeah, definitely. Those are the two names that they'll always come to the fore, but I think one of the biggest things that Glenn have had going for them this year has been their use of their bench. Their manager, Jude Donnelly, seems to always be fit to unleash subs at the right time. They've got an energy about them. Youth, they've got three brothers, Alex, Jack and Ethan Doherty, who bring tremendous pace coming from defence. And actually, in the game against Slantneil, Glenn, what summed them up for me was they handed a minor player his first start ever, you know, for Glenn in a senior semi-final, and he ended up being very influential. So Glenn have so much going for them from that point of view. My only concern for them is they've got off to really bad starts against Loop. They got a man sent off and they lost an early goal. Against Lavey, it was the same. They conceded an early goal and they were 2-0 down against Slantneil. If they go down against Mara Felt, I think it's going to be a slog for them, because Mara Felt are very, very efficient. They don't give away much and they're no slouches themselves. So if I was in the Glen camp this week, I would definitely be pushing towards getting a good start.
And talk to me about Mara Felt. Who are the key personnel?
Well, they lost Michael McAvoy to an injury early on in the season, which is a huge loss. Your key men, you're talking at midfield, they're playing with a duo of Danny Heaver and Emmett McGuckin, who would have previously played with Derry. In defence, Conor McCluskey is very much their go-to man for marking duties. Up front, they've went with a fairly youthful duo. You know, they've got Cormac Murphy, who's just come off minor teams. Anton McElhone would have played in previous underage teams for them. Shane Hebron plays centre-forward. So that's sort of their attacking trio. And then they have Paddy McLarnon and John Young as two sort of workers in around the middle. But probably their player of the Championship for me, Tom, has been Conor Kearns. Would have been in around Derry Pounds as well. Played up front for much of his career, but has been sort of redeployed into a left half-back and has been excellent for them. And I think that if he has a battle with Jack Doherty this weekend, I think it'll have a huge bearing on the outcome of the game. Because in the absence of Michael McAvoy's pace coming from defence, Conor Kearns has been that link man and he's been brilliant.
The rumour mongers have it that Conor Glass is home for Glenn from Australia.
Yeah, he's definitely home. I was talking to him yesterday, so he is definitely home. And Glenn PRO, Conor Malloy, I would have to say a very efficient man at that, sent through his Glenn's pen picks this week for the paper, and Conor Glass is mugshot in the middle of it. So that's definitely a big story to talk about this week. Will he start, will he not? My gut feeling, Tom, is that he won't, because, number one, Glenn have got to the final on merit. They've got a very strong bench, which has got them here. So why would they even think about starting Conor Glass? I think he is there. He's going to be part of the panel. He's very close to all the players because he grew up with them. And maybe it's a case of mind games where hopefully people will talk more about Conor Glass and it might dilute the sort of razzmatazz and the attention of Glenn playing in the first final. From a selfish point of view, I hope he stays at home and Rory Gallagher gets a hold of his passport and doesn't let him go back, because I'd love to see him stay. And I think most of the people in Derry would love to see him stay as well.
The big question is, can Glenn now build on the success of Enjoy That Youth at Minor and go on and claim a first ever?
I think they will if they get off to a decent start. I know that sounds very obvious, Tom, but that's where it sits for me. Three bad starts, and they'll be lucky enough to come back from them. The bad start they got against Slatneal, you know, but to be fair, Slatneal were far too open on the night and allowed Glenn to come through. Maharfelt won't allow that to happen at all. And Maharfelt will see this as a real opportunity, you know, to win a championship. As I said earlier, two clubs coming with underage promise that have, you know, been there so many times without delivering. I think if Glenn can get the first couple of scores in this game, I think they can push on and win it.